Hello, hello. This is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and that's all we're doing is talking to entrepreneurs, and that's the lifeblood of our economy. And I want to thank again our two producers, Chris Gerald, Alex Cooper, for all their work. And our next guest, we missed him a lot. Used to be a reporter on Radio Entrepreneurs. Got him back today. David Reske, founder and Now Speed Digital Marketing. Welcome back.
Jeffrey, it's great to be here.
You better tell us you're too busy because we haven't seen you a lot this year.
Life is busy, but it's great to be here, and I'm happy to talk about marketing and entrepreneurship again.
Great. And, you know, I heard that we're going to talk about, I don't know if you coined the term, it doesn't say trademarked, but influencer marketing.
Influencer marketing, yes. This is a new service that my company, NowSpeed, is launching, and it's very exciting. I mean, digital marketing has been around for a long time. There's all these different areas of digital marketing, right? Like digital advertising, social media, search, websites, content, many. And this is a really new emerging area. You know, influencer marketing is all about leveraging the influence that bloggers and video bloggers have with their communities to promote products and services and build brands and sell product.
But this is what we really want to do when we're blogging.
I mean,
you could use the president as an example.
Exactly, right.
He's creating foreign policy through blogging to influencers.
That's right.
So isn't he really?
Yeah, so PR has always been about influencing the influencers, right? So the president and the politicians do that really
well. You've got to believe that Putin has been hearing about his tweets.
Yeah, I'm absolutely right. Putin's probably been, you know, involved in some of those tweets.
Well, I don't know. Putin doesn't tweet, but I'm sure he's getting reports about what the president is tweeting about.
Yes, probably. But who's ever influencing the president or the president's influencing someone else, everybody's trying to influence somebody, right? Well, it's politicians.
All the time.
People who promote products, marketers. And so if you've got a
spouses,
right? If you've got a following,
yes,
especially through social media, you've got thousands like Radio Entrepreneurs Show. You've got thousands or in some cases millions of people who, you know, read your tweets or follow your video shows or listen to your radio show. Then you've got an audience. And what marketers want to do is want to use that audience to promote products and sell more. And so that's what influencer marketing is all about. But it's much more sophisticated than that. It's much more sophisticated than just putting out, like in the old days, a press release and hope somebody writes about it and then you kind of get some content.
Now, I don't want to make you feel that you're Colonel Sanders and I'm asking you for the secret ingredients, but can you give our listeners a tease of what you mean so that they know if they're doing it or not doing it?
Sure. So influencer marketing, let's say you want to promote, let's say you're Bose and you want to promote a new radio. Right.
The new speaker system
is coming out, right? So what you might do is you're going to use all kinds of traditional channels and digital advertising and PR to do that. But what you can also do is you could also search among millions of bloggers. You can use software to search for the bloggers who really have followers in exactly the target audiences that you want to reach. And then once you find those people, you can ask them to write a post like a tweet about your product. You could send the product to evaluate. There are whole bloggers that do nothing but unbox products and review them. There are bloggers that just test products. There are bloggers that are just have lifestyle shows maybe around sailing or travel that would just love to talk about a new speaker, right? So the blogger gets the product or just talks about it. They put the post together. Bose would approve the post because they're paying for this, right? And then through a coupon code or a link, the blogger promotes the product. And then everything can be tracked. So if somebody buys a product with the coupon code, then the commission could be paid to the blogger. And they make money doing that. And the marketer sells more products. So it's really a win-win. It's a very trackable, very high ROI process.
It's very logical when you think about it.
Absolutely.
If you want web optimization and social marketing optimization, you have to get the content person to be actively involved with the process.
Absolutely,
that's what you're really asking for, greater involvement. Because too many people are passive about these things. Oh, my marketing department handles it.
That's right. And so you're actively involved with these bloggers, and people trust these bloggers. According to one survey, 75% of people trust individual bloggers and people on Instagram and people on Facebook. for recommendations in their lives. So we like to hear what these social media celebrities say.
I hate to be metaphorical with you, but it's sort of like the back cover of any book or your book when you see endorsements like your book on the back from this Brian Halligan.
Brian Halligan.
Your brother-in-law, right?
Yes, yes, CEO of HubSpot, yeah.
That's the same concept. It's the modern-day concept of getting the endorsement, correct?
Exactly. It's the endorsement from people that have a dedicated following.
He's not his brother-in-law.
Yeah,
keep
but
going.
But because it's all trackable now. So in the old days in PR, we would get a writer or reporter or maybe even a celebrity to talk about our product, and that was good. And we got some press or we felt good about the statement or maybe we got a quote. But now we can hang on to it. But now it's all trackable. So if I do that post and I promote your product, I could put a tracking code on that. I can tell exactly. How much was sold? I can tell who bought it, and I can then pay a commission or pay a fee back to the promoter, and then we know exactly what the ROI is on that campaign.
Did you actively get into this area? Did someone point it out to you? How did you sort of evolve into this from where you were before?
Well, it's a natural extension of all the digital advertising that we're doing as a company in NowSpeed. So we do a lot of digital advertising through LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and also through platforms like Google. So this is a natural next step for us in influencer marketing. But from personal experience, I love social media, and there's a lot of people that I follow and I watch. I'm a sailor, so I watch sailing videos, and I see different celebrities that I follow. And as I watch what they do, I like the products that they promote, and so I see that it works for me. I like what they're talking about, so I want to help that whole system work for our clients.
Do you find that most people who give reviews the majority of them are negative?
I think that they're positive. The ones that I've seen, I guess it all depends on what you look for. But certainly if the people are getting a paid review, they tend to be negative. And that's where we have to, as consumers, watch out. If people are doing paid reviews, that they might not be as honest as they would be naturally. But we want to trust people who are doing honest reviews, and we want to believe that they're doing the right thing.
I don't know if I'm going too far afield for you. What do we do with vindictive reviews? Are there ways to eliminate them? Because I know that's a concern for businesses, that yes, the good reviews are nice, but it tends, a lot of the negative reviews, people with an agenda.
Yeah.
And how do you deal with that?
I think that's really hard. And there's platforms like Yelp, where it kind of gives a voice to every disgruntled restaurant guest. My food came out 5 minutes later than I liked, and so I write a terrible review and I give you a 1-star rating. Yeah, it's very difficult to deal with that. Or hotels that get bad reviews. I think what you have to do is really, as a business owner or as a marketer, you have to have constant vigilance on your social media presence. You have to look at every post that's out there. You have to use search technology to find out everything everybody's saying about you. And if you get a bad review, you have to respond immediately, sincerely, politely, and take care of the customer and deal with the problem. But it's changed the way that people interact with their customers. It used to be that you're a big hotel chain. Yeah, you might have some disgruntled customers. So what? Now you got to pay attention to all of them and listen and deal with their issues.
All very interesting, and I know the changing world of marketing, you got to stay on top of it if you want to be successful and stay in business. Now, you've also written, before you go, a new book. Can you tell our listeners about the new book and how they can find it before we go?
Sure. The book is called Digital Marketing in the Zone. It's a book that embodies all of the strategies that we use every day through my company, NowSpeed, to help our clients be successful in marketing. And it's got 6 core elements of digital marketing success. It starts with strategy. And then it shows you how to organize the people and the vendors you need to be successful. And then bring in the right technology, organize the right content, build out your website, and then manage all the marketing campaigns around digital advertising, search, social media, email marketing, in order to be successful and drive good results. So it's a really good step-by-step guide. If you're a CEO, small business owner, or a marketer who wants to understand the big picture of how to put all these things together, it's a great, great book for you.
And I love your bio in the back of the book. I didn't know you were from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Everybody I know from Cleveland, I like. And I really like the last part. It says you were a regular host on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
Wow. One of our favorites. I told you. We miss you.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Again, how's someone going to find you if they want to find you?
You can find me at nowspeed.com. You can find the book on Amazon, Digital Marketing in the Zone. And I'd be happy to give any of your listeners an analysis of their marketing campaigns and help them think about new ways to do things more effectively.
Well, and we're going to try to do a digital marketing show in 2018 at NowSpeed. We're going to keep trying to work on that one.
It'd be great. Love to be part of it.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.